All righty, good morning. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Yeah. 7:12 today. We got some rain. It's raining right now. Didn't you say it was pouring outside?
Yeah, the old man is snoring, bro.
Moron.
I don't know the next line, though.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring.
That's all I know.
He got up and bumped his head. Something. How do we not know that one? Now I got to look it up.
Let's do a show.
No, because that's going to bother me. It's raining. It's raining men popped up. What have you been looking up on here? It's raining. It's pouring. All right. No, I want to know how it goes.
Oh, my God.
By Mother Goose. I should have known that. No, I don't want the video. Should we play the video?
No.
Just hold on.
We got a show to do.
Stop it. I want to know this.
Why did I bring this up?
Oh, yeah. He went to bed and bumped his head. Couldn't get up till the morning. There we go. Okay, that was worth it.
Good. All right, great. Let's move on.
That was worth it.
Let's move on.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
You're like a child with the internet.
Fox has renewed The Simpsons for its 31st and 32nd seasons. Two more seasons. It's already the longest running primetime scripted show in TV history. I mean, honestly, as long as people can keep going, can they just go until the voice actors die?
Yeah. And even then, you could still do it.
I'll be honest, I have not watched a Simpsons episode in years.
Saw one like a few months ago. Curious.
Yeah.
Was just scrolling by. I'm like, I'm going to check it out. Dude, it's relevant. It's hilarious.
Is it still good?
It's hilarious.
And everyone always jokes The Simpsons did it first because Family Guy does a lot of bits. Yeah. And I understand because it started 30 years ago.
You know what's weird? Family Guy. I used to love Family Guy. For some reason, I watch it now and it's just not the same.
I haven't watched.
And it's not anything with Family Guy. It's not like the jokes are not as good as they used to be. It's just war on me or something.
Yeah. Probably because we watched it so much. I remember like getting the seasons on DVDs and rewatching them over and over again in college. That's all we did in college.
Yeah.
High school and college. I mean, we watched all of them.
It's weird. But The Simpsons. I put it on the other day, dude, and I'm telling you.
I guess maybe I'd have to watch it. I'm so far behind at this point. I honestly.
Well, you're not.
No?
You're not far behind because you could just pick it up at any time. They're always talking about something.
There's no real storyline.
No, there isn't. They're always just talking. They're very relevant.
Yeah.
You know, they're good about keeping up to date with.
I've grown to appreciate more things like Bob's Burgers. Like, I love Bob's Burgers.
Well,
it's new and
it's different.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen it before. There's something about, like, the Family Guy thing, man.
Yeah.
It's just, like I said, it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the punch it had, like, the first couple box sets I had.
That's a good point. I think there's something to that. Well, if you're a Simpsons fan, two more seasons coming your way.
I think there's plenty more, too.
According to a new study from the University of Michigan, go blue.
Go blue, man.
Go blue. Who am I? Go blue. I'm you.
Shut up.
Go blue.
Go Badgers. I'm from Wisconsin.
Go blue. Nearly half of the people using medical marijuana are totally ditching prescription drugs. It seems they're choosing to use weed instead of pills when reaching for a painkiller. I love this.
Me too.
I think this is great.
Pills, man.
Pills. Pills are good.
Do you take any pills of any sort?
Other than...
Your Flintstone vitamins don't count.
You son of a...
Your chewy Flintstone vitamins don't count.
Which I'm pretty sure don't do anything. I think they're just a way to teach kids to take medicine.
Right. It's just a placebo.
This tastes so good. I do, like, if I got...
Bonnie!
Advil, Tylenol. Yeah. Besides that,
those aren't drugs.
Penicillin a couple times a week.
Jeez, man.
Jeez. But no, I don't take anything like regularly. You know what I mean? So
pills is just weird to me. It's just you take something and then like 45 minutes later you start to feel it.
I really don't. And don't get me wrong. Believe me, I understand. There's a lot of great man-made. Medicine out there. I'm not saying that, but the painkillers are what it's bad. We seriously do have a painkiller, an opioid epidemic in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, science and where modern healthcare is.
You ever taken an OxyContin?
Never have.
Me neither.
I've never had a need to.
Right.
Or like
people get them prescribed for like surgeries and whatnot,
surgeries,
right?
And like and anything like Percocets too. Like I've never had any like uppers or downers or anything like that I've had to. Never taken Adderall, anything like that.
Yeah, what's your opinion on Adderall?
Well,
you haven't taken it.
I haven't taken it. But I know it can do good for people. But also like
anything. For the people it's for.
The people it's for.
People with ADD, right?
I don't know. I'm not knocking. Hold on. I understand there are definitely issues out there. But I'll tell you what. There wasn't a kid in school that I went with that had ADD or ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if it's just something now that is like it's almost like, he's got ADHD. Give them this.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're medicating ourselves to a point where we don't need this much medication. It's an easy fix.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I agree, man. Is it the molecule structure or the DNA of Adderall? I think it's the molecule structure.
Don't ask me. I'm Bill Nye.
Yeah. I'm no Bill Nye on this subject. But there's like one chromosome difference between Adderall and meth.
Really?
In the structure. It's the exact same.
God, I love meth, but it's so bad for me.
Jesus.
So can I do Adderall?
It was probably better than your problem, yeah.
Do you smoke it?
What, Adderall?
Adderall.
No.
Do you?
I don't. Maybe
do you
people
snort
do.
It? Can you snort Adderall?
Yes, you can. I don't think you're supposed to.
Because snorting meth really hurts.
Jeez, man. Careful.
Is that one lady's going to message us again? If you're talking about doing drugs, I'm joking.
We already got an email.
You smoke meth. Everyone knows that.
I don't know about it. I've taken Adderall once or twice in my time, and it just, dude, a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
A lot of things get cleaned. But, man, I don't like it.
Don't like it?
You know, I'll drink a big cup of coffee in the morning, and around noon, I'm just like,
yeah.
You know, you take that, depending on what kind of, you know, how much you take.
I got
buddies, dude, back in, like, high school.
Yeah.
I know you don't know how much this is, but like 90 milligrams of Adderall.
I don't know what to
do. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a few pills.
It'll
change your life.
Yeah.
They're different.
Hmm.
You know, and you could tell when they're not on it.
Way to paint it.
They're like back to normal.
Yeah, back to normal. You're painting such a pretty picture for the children out there.
Well, Adderall is good if you need it. But I'm telling you, like 80% of the people taking it don't need it.
Exactly.
Don't need it.
Exactly. Well, it's the same thing with any of those.
It's supposed to calm you down.
All like Percocet's a really good one. You know, it's mostly soccer moms that are at home drinking wine that are taking their Percocets.
Yeah.
I need it for flying. No, you don't, Barbara. No, you don't.
Barbara.
No, you don't, Janice. All right? You just like it because it goes well with your white wine spritzer at lunch.
What is it with middle-aged women and pills? They love them.
They love
wine and pills.
They got a purse, just a Ziploc baggie full of uppers and downers.
Right, right.
Just to deal with their life.
And, you know, the pills counteracting other pills. Well, I take this one, it gets me up. This one evens me up. But this one brings me down, so I take this one to bring me back.
I can see her right now. She's at brunch with her girlfriends, drinking a mimosa.
Yeah.
She just popped a couple uppers. She's going to have a great day of shopping.
Oh, yeah.
She's got that Bob blonde haircut. She's driving some nice car.
Yes.
That her husband bought for her. Uh-oh. She's a stay-at-home mom, even though the kids go to school.
She's got some nice clothes, huh? Some nice jewelry.
She has like a nice velour jumpsuit. That's what it is. Like, you know, that's what it is. Nice pair of bolt-on tatas and just on a mix of pills.
Drives a white Land Rover. I know who you are.
Things never had mud on it. And just washing those pills down with a nice... Chianti or whatever she's drinking.
Just glossy-eyed.
Fantastic.
Talking about stuff that you have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, she read some email. Her and her girlfriends just share emails. This is fantastic. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back. Of course, as always, brought to you by Pump That Septic.